On today's show, we talk to Renee about her Disney World, Universal, and Royal Caribbean trip. This is WWDW, the Disney World Planning Podcast. Hello and welcome to episode 228. I'm your host, Julie Elster, creator of WWDW.com, the Disney World planning website. Today I chat with Renee. She had a big trip. Not only a lot of destinations, like I said, Disney World, Universal, and a cruise on Royal Caribbean, also a lot of people. So we talk about planning with big groups. We talk about resort hopping, so to speak. She stayed at multiple resorts on her stay. We talk about bookending with a cruise. Lots of great information on this trip report. So I'm just going to let Renee take it away. Hi, Renee. Welcome to the podcast.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
All right. Let's talk Disney. So you did not only Disney, but Universal and a cruise. So this is a big trip. What were the dates of your trip and who was traveling with you?
So we left on Friday, March 29th. We drove overnight and arrived at Universal at 1:30 in the morning.
Oof.
Yeah. It takes about 8 hours. We're in South Carolina. So it was my husband, myself, and our two kids. My son is 9 and my daughter is 6. So we left after school, made the long drive, and we just did the Hilton Garden Inn. So it's right across from Universal. So it was very close. We just stayed there one night.
Okay. Were you planning on staying at a Universal resort at any point during the trip?
We are. So we leave the next morning, 6:30 a.m., pack up, and we head to Lowe's Royal Pacific.
How did the kids do in the car and getting in at 1:30 in the morning? I don't think any of my kids would be up for that.
My kids are used to it.
Okay.
We have family in Illinois. We lived in Arkansas. We drive a lot. So they're very used to driving in the car. So they did really well. They slept. They woke up. They got in the hotel. They went back to sleep.
Okay. All right. So for them, it wasn't a huge deal. So the first thing was just Hilton Garden Inn because you could crash there.
Yeah.
I assume it was cheaper than
it was.
Okay. So when you move resorts for the Universal part of your stay, where are you guys staying?
So we moved to the Lowe's Royal Pacific, which is a premium resort at Universal. And I chose that knowing that it was spring break. Universal was going to be crazy. I wanted the Unlimited Express Pass.
Okay. So talk a little bit about how Unlimited Express Pass works with Universal.
So we got there, they gave us a little card, and essentially it just gets you on all the rides, except for Hagrid's.
Okay. All right. So you get to skip the line on every ride except for Hagrid's.
And it's so much easier than Genie Plus.
Oh my gosh. I know. I really wish Disney, I've said it so many times, but I really wish Disney would take a page from Universal as far as their program to skip the lines. Charge a premium, do it at only certain resorts, something.
Yes.
Don't make me look at my phone all day.
I know. I agree. It was so easy. You just walk up, they scan your card, you walk in, you're done.
Okay. So talk a little bit about, because you said you had to get it from the desk. So how does actually scanning in and the ticket, is it your room key? Is it on your park ticket? Because Disney, your room key and your park ticket are the same thing.
Uh-huh.
But Universal, it's a little bit different. So how exactly does that work?
So I had our tickets on my phone, and when I got there I checked in and they gave me my room key. My room wasn't ready, but they said it was going to be used as my express pass. So I just bought lanyards. I had done a little research. People recommended lanyard, so that's what I did.
Yep. Universal lanyards are the way to go.
Yes.
At Universal parks, because it's, you can do more stuff on your phone now than you could even just a few years ago, but a lot of things are still physical tickets. So yeah, lanyards are the way to go. How was the resort that you guys were staying at?
It was really nice. We got up really early to get there. I wanted to get the express pass. I wanted to rope drop Hagrid. That did not happen. Everybody else wanted to do that too.
Yeah. I've made that mistake. Rope dropping Hagrid's, it really, unless you're like first in line, it doesn't work as well as rope dropping Disney rides. It just doesn't.
It doesn't. And everybody was at the resort. Everyone was checking in. The line was long. Cars were lined out. It was crazy. And then even the line for security was really long too.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Universal's a different beast as far as like the resorts, the security. You know, at Disney, you can do online check-in and just skip the front desk entirely.
Yes.
Universal does a version of online check-in. I don't know that it's even at every single resort. Did you get an option for online check-in with Universal?
I didn't.
Okay. I don't know if it's at every resort, but even if you do it, it doesn't check you in completely. You still have to go to the desk. It
yes.
just kind of cuts down on some of the check-in process, I guess.
Yeah, and our room wasn't ready, which I figured. Then I did get a text message later that said I had to go back to the front desk because my express pass didn't work anymore because they wanted to give me a new room key.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, that I take issue with that. Like, that's it defeats the convenience of what is supposed to be the yeah. express pass and you know, heading over to the front desk before you head to the parks, even though, you know, it's not your fault that the room's not ready or they had to switch rooms. So it's unfortunate that that happened and that they couldn't just link it on your
yes.
phone somehow.
Because the line was about 30 minutes to
oh,
check in.
Yeah, so then you have to leave the park
yeah.
and mess with all of this. So that probably took 1 to 2 hours out of your afternoon.
It did.
Okay, let's backtrack a little bit and start with the morning at Universal before all of that happened. So you got up at Hilton Garden Inn, you made your way over, you got your room key, your express pass, you're going to attempt to rope drop Hagrid. So talk about the morning and how all of that went.
So we got through security, everything was smooth. It was about 8:30 at this point. Early entry was from 8 to 9. So I figured, okay, Hagrid's will be fine. It'll be okay. We get in line and it goes down, which was so frustrating.
Yeah, that ride goes down a lot.
It does. And we waited. Looking back, would I have waited? No. But when you have a plan and you're a planner, it's hard to change.
Yeah, it's hard to let go of that.
Yeah, it is. So we waited about 30 minutes and we stood there and stood there. And finally, I said enough. So we hopped out. We headed to Forbidden Journey. That was posted about 75. We only waited 13.
Okay. You know, at yeah. least if had you not had the express pass, this would have completely derailed everything. With the express pass, you're able to skip lines on all the other rides, or at least get shortened versions
yes.
of the lines. So it's less strategic planning than, you know, if you had stayed at, you know, say one of the value level resorts.
It was why I chose it. It was an extra cost, but I did kind of run numbers, decide value, looked at the express pass, and it just made more sense.
How many days are you doing at Universal total?
So we only did 2 nights, but with the express pass, you get it for check-in and check-out. And when I bought our tickets, it was buy 2 days, get 2 days free.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So we did 3.5 days at Universal.
Okay. All right. So
yeah.
you get out of line. So what are you doing then for the rest of your morning?
We get off of Forbidden Journey and Hagrid's comes back up and I think, okay, let's hop in line. It went down again.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I gave up. We got on Hogwarts Express and headed to Diagon Alley. My plan was just to do spells and let the kids kind of see everything, tech everything in. We did mobile order for the Leaky Cauldron. That was really quick. We got there about 11 a.m., so there wasn't a long line. We did Gringotts, which that was a 65-minute wait. With our express, it took us about 16 minutes, so
not
it wasn't
bad.
No. We got ice cream and then started to make our way through the park. So we went to Men in Black. That was posted 45. We waited 6. Once again, express pass was wonderful.
Yes.
We went to Simpson. That was posted 50. We only waited 11. That ride's something.
Yeah, they haven't updated that in like what 20 years. I mean,
my kids loved it, but I closed my eyes the whole time.
Yeah, it's my husband won't even, he's like, I'm not even going to attempt that one.
No,
it's if you get motion sickness at all, that is a barf ride right there.
It is. And I will say, we left Universal and I was like, I am done with screen.
Yeah, they are really screen heavy there.
So screen heavy. But we made our way to E.T. after Simpsons. That was a posted 40. We only waited 17. Not too bad. And then we got our text. Our room was ready. We were like, okay, we're going to make it to our room. Check in really easy. like I said, we had to go to the front desk. That was a whole thing. So we decided to do the pool. My husband took a nap. I took the kids to the pool. We did that, which was nice. The pool was nice. The hotel's really nice. After the pool, we got up, we got ready, and we headed back to the park.
Okay. I'm curious, have you guys done Universal before? Had you ever been to the Universal parks before?
We have, about 3 years ago. My daughter couldn't ride anything.
It's a tough, and I'm guessing it was probably still a little tricky with your kids.
I mean, my daughter is tall. She's tall for six. So she rode everything except for Velocicoaster, Rip Ride Rocket, and then Hulk.
And so she's also brave, is what it sounds like. Because my daughter's the same age and also very tall. Well, she's seven now, but she's also very tall. And she, there's a lot of stuff she still wants. She's like, nope. Because those rides are very intimidating at Universal. Yeah. They really, really are.
She loved it. And my son rode everything. So they're pretty brave.
Wow, they are brave. How old is your son?
He's nine.
Nine, okay.
So they did well. But we headed back to the parks about 6:20.
Okay.
So not too bad. The park closed at 10. So I knew I wanted to get a lot in. I felt like we wasted our day waiting in line for Hagrid's and then waiting in line at the hotel. And it was just, I felt like a huge waste in the morning.
Yeah, that's Hagrid's. I mean, the ride going down can't be helped. I find the hotel situation more annoying just because I feel like that could just be a better system.
Yeah.
You know, it just could.
It could. And I didn't even wait in the line to get physical tickets. I was like, I'm just using my phone because that's two separate lines.
Right.
So if I wanted to get an actual ticket, I had to go wait in another line.
Yep. That's another issue I take with Universal is if you want, and there are also kiosks at the park, but like you have to read the fine print on the type of ticket that you buy, you know, whether you have to go and talk to a human being to get your ticket or whether you can just do it like through your phone or go to a kiosk to print it out. So pay attention to the fine print.
Yes. And I will say Express Pass was a lifesaver.
Now, did you feel that you needed it? And I know we've only talked about day one here, but did you feel you needed it for the entire time? Do you think it would have been just as good if you had only stayed at the deluxe resort maybe one night and then moved to a lesser resort? Is that something you considered, or were you like, no, we want this the entire time?
Yeah, I didn't really consider that. I felt like day two, we used it a lot. Day one, we used it after all the chaos of the hotel and everything. We probably could have done one night, but switching hotels again sounded awful.
Oh, yes. Yeah, and especially with kids, having to pack everything. Yes. I don't know how your kids are, but mine, like, they take socks off and throw one over each shoulder.
Yeah.
So I'm like, why do you do that?
We had
to
leave.
Pack their room.
Yeah, we had to leave, actually. When my husband was taking a nap, he woke up before we went back to the parks. We had forgotten a ton of stuff at the other hotel.
Oh, no.
Like a toiletry bag. My son forgot stuffed animals. Like, it was a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
It was only a 5-minute drive. I will say that hotel was very close. So that was convenient. But I just, switching hotels a lot.
Well, at least you had a car, too.
That
if you didn't
true.
Have a car, that would have been a real nightmare to have to get back there and then back to your, you know, original or your new resort.
Yeah. So car was definitely a lifesaver, too. So for dinner, we headed to Minion Cafe. So we got there about 6:50. And that was good. It was fine. Then we rode the Minion ride.
Which Minion ride?
The original one. The first one.
Okay.
That's always a long wait.
It is a long wait, isn't it? I think it's because it's one of the few that a lot of, you know, younger kids can ride. It's a popular franchise with kids. And it's something like height requirement. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of kids can ride. So that one's really popular. You know, there's the stuff in Seuss Landing. But, you know, as much as I personally love Dr. Seuss, and as much as I personally dislike the Minions, I think most people, or I shouldn't say most people, but most kids will pick Minions every time.
Minions was all my daughter's must do.
Yep, yep.
So we did that. We ate there. Then we did the new Minion Villain Con.
What did you think of that one?
It was fine. It was a shooting game.
Yeah.
My kids loved it. So I thought it was fine. It was posted 45. We only waited 6 minutes. It was cute. It was well themed.
I'm kind of surprised the wait was even that long for that one.
Yeah. I wouldn't consider it a ride.
No, I don't know how you would really describe that one.
Yeah. It's weird.
It is. Yeah. It's cute. It's fun, like you said.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's, you're not like sitting in a ride vehicle. You're standing on a moving walkway kind of thing and shooting at screens.
It's a little chaotic.
That was how I described it.
I'm shooting, but I don't really know what I'm shooting at.
Yes.
Because I'm like, where's my pointer?
Yes.
There's so many things on the screen.
That's exactly what I said. And I remember my daughter kept looking at me. And she was like, I don't even know what I'm doing. And I'm like, you know, just have fun with it. And that's what I told her. I was like, I'm not sure which. I eventually figured it out. And I can't remember how. I think like I just found a spot on the screen where other people weren't shooting. So I was able to see what like my little icon, I can't remember what that's called. Like when you're shooting the little icon on the screen. And I was like, oh, okay, that one's me. And so that helped a little bit. But you're right. It's just so super chaotic. So I just told my daughter, I was like, just have fun. Just point and shoot as best you can. And we'll see how many points we can get.
Yeah. My kids loved it. I thought it was fine. So after that, we went to Mummy. And that was posted at 35. And we only waited 7.
Love that one.
I love that one. My kids were a little traumatized.
Oh, no.
For younger ones, it's a little much. But it was a good ride. And then we headed to Fast and Furious. That was something.
That makes me laugh. That ride makes me laugh so hard. Because it's... I'm sorry, it's just so stupid. It just the whole thing.
And the people in there, like the actor people in the room,
right?
They did not want to be there.
Oh no, I was about to say the team members, because at Universal they're team members. The team members in the queue, and they all have like unisex names. It's like Jamie or I can't remember what the other one is, but they do like this whole thing where they're talking back and forth to the Fast and the Furious actors, like on a screen.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of times they're the highlight, you know, when they're like having fun with it and being silly. But if they're just like going through the motions because they are exhausted and don't want to be there. Yeah, no, that is because that part's typically the highlight of that particular ride.
The one cast member, he was like, I don't want to be here either. That's what he said.
Oh, no.
So it was fine. I mean, we waited 11 minutes. Even with the express pass, which I thought was a little much.
11 minutes for that ride?
Yeah.
Well, you know, at least you're family now, so at least you can say that.
Yeah, it was just very busy. And then we headed to Diagon Alley. So we got on the Hogwarts Express, headed there, and got in line for Hagrid.
All right, so we're trying Hagrid's again. How did it go this time?
It was successful.
How long did you end up waiting?
It was 1:55 posted. We waited 1 hour and 8 minutes.
Oh, okay. You know, in my experience, Disney tends to overestimate on the wait times and you typically wait less. Universal's pretty like on point usually.
Yeah.
So that's good to hear that you didn't have to wait 2 full hours.
Yeah. It wasn't bad. I mean, my kids were bored.
Yeah.
But they loved the ride. It was my daughter's favorite ride.
Best ride in Orlando, in my opinion.
It is. It's a good ride. And that's how we ended the night. When we got off, the park was closed, and we walked back to our hotel. We got back about 11:30, showered, and went to bed.
Okay. And you're able to walk to your hotel. How is that walk to your resort?
It's about 15 minutes. It's a nice walk. You walk along the water and stuff. But at the end of the night, it's tiring.
Yeah. Are there any other options to get to the resort?
There are. There's a boat. But the boat drops you off like in the middle of City Walk. And when we're leaving Islands of Adventure, we would have to walk to the middle just to get the boat to go. So we just walked. And it drops you off towards the pool. Like the boat drops you off towards the pool of the hotel, which was not close to where we needed to be. We didn't take the boat a lot.
All right. Let's talk about your next day. So you said you're doing Universal again, but because you have Express Pass, I'm curious, with the Express Pass, other than, you know, rope dropping Hagrid's, which didn't go the way you wanted, did you have like a set outline in mind? Like, all right, here's our plan for the day. Or were you just kind of winging it because you had Express Pass?
I had a set plan. I'm a planner. I normally do Disney. Everything is kind of in order how I want it to go. It all went out the window with Universal. I found after day one, the Express Pass, we were able to do a lot. So we were able to sleep in.
Wonderful, isn't it?
Which I never do. I never do.
Yeah.
So the Express Pass gave me a little bit more freedom. I liked that. It was nice. I wish Disney would do something like that.
Agreed.
So it was Easter Sunday. We were going to get up. The plan was get up, rope drop Hagrid's again. We didn't. We slept in.
You learned your lesson after the first time.
And our hotel had Easter activities. There was an Easter egg hunt and the Easter bunny. So we let the kids do all that stuff. And we didn't even leave until about 10 a.m. to head to the park.
Okay, that's really nice. So
it was.
Universal did some extras for Easter.
Okay.
And with Express Pass, no rush. You're able to leave at 10.
Nope.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, it was wonderful. It took us about 15 minutes to walk, get through security. We started with Cat and Matt, all the Dr. Seuss stuff. That was on my daughter's list too. And a lot of that was a walk-on. I found there was less people this day than there were Saturday.
Interesting.
So Cat in the Hat was posted at 5 minutes. Took us 1 minute.
I don't know that I've ever waited for Cat in the Hat.
That ride
is weird.
That ride's kind of like Winnie the Pooh.
Yes, that's exactly how I describe it. I'm like, it's like Winnie the Pooh, but weirder.
Yes. It was odd. And then we hit One Fish, Two Fish. And that was posted 15. We only waited 7. It was good. I just didn't want to get wet. So when it was telling us what to do, I was like, move it up.
Right. Yeah, those things, it's like a super soaker too. It's
yeah.
not like a
it's
light.
It's not a little bit.
Yes. No, I've got sprayed in the face with the One Fish, Two Fish. It's like Dumbo. Really, mm-hmm. It's more like Magic Carpets of Aladdin with the camels, but it's a more forceful spray.
It is. And after that, we headed to that trolley car in the sky. So that was posted 20. We waited 9. And then we headed to Spider-Man after that. We had Mythos reservations. So we weren't trying to go too far. We got to Spider-Man about 11:17. It was posted 55 minutes. We only waited 3, which was nice. And then about then, we got a text saying we could come to lunch early if we wanted. So I took my daughter to Stormforce. It was a walk-on. I didn't even use the Express Pass for that. And that's like teacups 2.0. That was interesting. And then my husband took my son to do that Dr. Doom's free fall.
Okay.
So that was pretty much a walk-on with the Express Pass too.
So you've knocked a lot out before lunch even.
Yes. Yes. And we didn't even get there till 10. And then we headed to Mythos for our lunch.
What did you think of Mythos?
It was good.
Yeah. Yeah.
It
that's
was
a great
probably,
restaurant.
Yeah. It was probably our most favorite or enjoyable meal at Universal.
Excellent.
Yeah. Our reservation wasn't until 12:30, but they got us in at 12.
And so overall, it sounds like it just has a less crowded feel.
Yeah.
At the parks today.
Yeah, it was. And it took us about 50 minutes to eat, like in and out, 50 minutes total, nothing crazy. And then after that, we headed to VelociCoaster. So that was close to 45. We waited about 30, but we had to do a child swap.
You know what I like about Universals? Because I don't know if your daughter was she technically tall enough to do?
No.
No, okay. Mm-mm. I was, even if she was tall enough, if she's scared, they'll still let you do rider swap. Whereas Disney, if you meet the height requirements, they won't let you do the rider swap. So I like the Universal system.
And I will say I like Universal because we can wait as a family.
Yes.
I don't have to wait with my son by myself in line. Well, my husband tries to entertain my daughter.
Yes.
It's all of us together until we have to split off.
Yes. And then even then you sit in like a nice, comfortable, uh-huh. air-conditioned room.
Yes.
You know, with seating and it's pretty quick from there because that the child swap room is very close to like the loading area of
it
the
is.
Ride. So such a good system.
And it took 30 minutes and that was with child swap.
Okay.
So
okay.
So it
with the
bad.
Child's up. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And that was my son's favorite ride. So
oh,
he
okay.
rode it with me and he rode it with my husband.
He's so brave. I still get nervous. I don't get nervous on roller coasters really anymore at this point in my life. But VelociCoaster still makes me nervous and I've ridden it several times.
It was intense.
It is.
But he loved it.
It's the lap bar instead of the over-the-shoulder harness. And you're like, I'm sorry, you're going to do what kind of crazy drops and turns and spins with
and then
just
they just
a lap
keep
bar.
You upside down just upside down
yeah just riding upside down for a while
no big deal
with just a lap bar but
yeah
it works
I was nervous but it worked. After that we headed to the River Adventure that was posted 15. We waited 8.
Jurassic Park ride classic.
Yeah, it was fun. It's outdated but it's fun.
It is outdated. But
it's
I still love it.
I do too. And then about then we headed back to the pool. We had pool time, which I normally don't do at Disney, but Universal with the Express Pass, lots of freedom.
Interesting. So even with your kids, you don't typically take a break in the day?
I try and do one break day, typically, but not, I don't like to leave the park.
Okay. And your kids are cool, just go, go, go?
They are.
They're hesitated. Used to
it. I mean, you'll find out later on if they really wanted to go to the pool when I get to the Disney part and I caved, but I don't normally do that.
Isn't that funny? Like, it doesn't matter where, what type of vacation you take. Your kids are always like, all right, but what about the pool?
The pool. We could have done a pool all day and not done one of the Disney days. They would have been fine.
Right. Yeah.
So, oh well. But we were at the pool from about 2 to 5 where we headed back. We headed back and got to the Dr. Seuss area for the Green Eggs and Ham restaurant.
Okay.
Or walk up quick service.
Yes. Yeah.
We got there about 5:56. It was fine. It was okay. My kids just wanted to try it. My kids had a list of things they wanted to eat or do or try, and that was on their list.
Yes. Yeah. So. The food at Seuss Landing is fun. It's like it's good. I wouldn't say it's anything spectacular, but, you know, it's a lot of I would almost call it like comfort food. I feel like it's a lot of like tater tots or like gravy. It's like a lot of heavy.
It was very heavy.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's good, but
I would have maybe split it amongst all of us and use it as a snack.
Right.
Now that I think about it, but I didn't at the time. So it was like 3 plates or 4 plates of tater tots.
Exactly.
Way too much.
Yes. Yeah. That's exactly what I do when we go is I'll get like a can of Who Hash or something and we'll split it because you can walk with that. And then we can just kind of share it and then get something maybe not as heavy and greasy somewhere else a little later.
Of course, though, like one wanted Who Hash, one wanted Green Eggs and Ham, one wanted something else, so it made it hard.
That's the way it goes, isn't it?
It is. Every time. So then we started kind of writing things that we wanted to write again or hadn't written before the park closed. So we went back to Spider-Man. My son loved that ride.
Okay.
So that was posted 30. We only waited 4. Then we went to Kong. That ride was another interesting ride.
Yeah, I think the queue was better than the ride. Personally,
yeah, my son loved it though. He thought it was the best. It was posted 15. We only waited 4, and then we did Velocicoaster again. That was posted 60. We waited 25, and then after that, we headed to Flight of Hippogriff because we hadn't ridden that one yet. But that was posted at 30 and looked like it was an hour.
Oh, that ride!
It was ridiculous.
It is, and it's not a quick ride. It's a single track. It just, that line crawls.
We gave up. So we got in line and it wasn't moving. It did not move. Even Express Pass side did not move. And so we gave the kids a choice. We said we can wait, but we possibly may, by the time we get off, the park will be closed. Or we can go ride Hagrid's again. They chose Hagrid's.
Okay. Right choice.
Great choice.
Yes. I was happy. Correct choice.
So we bailed. We got out of line. We got some drinks and some snacks. I took them over and let them pick like suckers and stuff from like Honeydew. And my husband got a drink. My kids got butter beer. Everybody was happy and we got ready to get in line. It was posted 85. We only waited 53.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Wasn't bad.
Not too
bad. The kids were happy. They had snacks. They had drink. So it was good.
Keep everybody entertained. Was that the end of the night then?
That was the end of the night.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the next day, is this your last, are you checking out of your resort?
We are. We're checking out of our resort and we're heading to Disney.
All right. So logistically then, what's going on this morning?
So we were going to get up and rope drop again, but since we rode Hagrid's the night before, we decided not to. We slept in. We packed up. We took everything to the car besides like the stroller. I still use a stroller.
You know,
even though my daughter's 6, I still use
one. The rules are a little bit different. You know, when you're doing theme parks, whereas normally you'd be like, you can walk, but I get it. It's different.
It's different. So I had the stroller out and like the backpack and then everything else we packed in the car and headed to the park. So we walked again. We hit Villain Con. We kind of were just doing everything that our kids wanted to ride again. So we did Villain Con. That was posted 40. We only waited 5. And then we hadn't hit Rip Ride Rocket. My son wanted to do that. So that was posted 35 and we only waited 13. And that was even with child swap.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. And my son got to ride in the front because their child swap, you just stood off to the side. You didn't go in a room.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So you just stood right next to the track, but on the other side. So when it was time for them to ride, they were like, do you want the front? My son was like, yeah.
Nice.
So he was excited. And then after that, we hadn't done Race Through New York with Jimmy Fallon. Could have missed that one, but my kids didn't want to miss it.
Yeah,
so.
I will. That one has some fabulous air conditioning, though. Like, I don't know what the temperature was that day, but yeah. The AC in there is just.
It was.
The bee's knees. It's great.
It was supposed to have 45 and we waited 17.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't wait 45 minutes for it.
No,
but.
I wouldn't either. And then we hit Mummy again. That was supposed to have 45 and we waited 7. And then we gave our kids a choice. We were like, do you want to ride something else? Are you ready to go? Do you want to eat lunch? And they were done. They were ready to eat. They were ready to go to Disney. So that's what we did.
When you say go to Disney, do you just mean like the hotel or are you actually planning on hitting parks today?
No, just the hotel. So we ate at Margaritaville. That was fine. Not our best meal.
Yeah, it was okay. I mean the chain restaurants.
Yeah. We just didn't want to drive around and try and find something and it was just right there.
Yep, yep.
Convenient. So we headed to Disney after that. And on our way, our drive, we got the text that our room was ready.
Wonderful.
It was. It
Where
was about
are you guys
1 o'clock.
Staying at Disney.
We are staying at Saratoga Springs. We rented DVC.
All right, great. So talk to me a little bit about that. Where did you guys rent DVC?
So I had rented from David's DVC rental before.
Uh-huh.
So that's what I went with.
I use them as well. I've only had positive experiences with David's. They are
yes.
my go-to as far as renting
this was
DVC
our
points.
Third time renting DVC. And it's been fine every time.
And what made you choose Saratoga Springs?
We're meeting another group there at Saratoga Springs. And our husbands are golfing.
Oh, okay.
And golfing at Saratoga.
Oh, so, okay. That makes sense. I feel like I don't hear about Saratoga Springs much. It's very rarely a resort that people bring up when they're, you know, planning a trip.
Yeah.
But that's great if you've got golfers in your group.
It wasn't my first choice. I like to stay close where I can walk.
Totally.
But we lost. So that's where we stayed. It was good, though. I really like Saratoga Springs.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, the rooms were nice and big. They were much nicer than the Universal rooms. Very updated. Like the Universal rooms had carpet. These all had the nice tile floor. The bathroom area was bigger. It was just bigger.
Okay.
More space.
Okay.
And it was cheaper.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Yeah, renting the DVC points yep. versus booking directly. And because, you know, we're looking at, I guess, what would be considered deluxe on both ends.
For
so,
sure.
All right. Good to know. So when you guys get there, then your room's ready. What's your plan then for the rest of the day?
So we're meeting up with another group when we get there. So it's 2 more kids and 2 more adults. We're all staying at Saratoga. The mom's plan was to go out. So we were going to go check out some of the resort, just do some resort hopping, have dinner, and the dads have the kids. So the dads took them to the pool, and the mom got a minivan, and we headed to the Polynesian.
Oh, okay. Took a minivan, too. Look at you
we
guys.
We did. I know. I had checked the Lyft, and they wanted to meet me at the main building. And with a minivan, they would pick us right up outside of our hotel.
Okay.
And Saratoga Springs is huge. So I was like, I can either walk.
Yeah, yeah.
Or I'll just have the minivan pick me up. So I chose the minivan.
Okay, okay.
It was $45. It was a little expensive.
Yeah, Lyft they're not
was about,
cheap.
No, Lyft was about $17. So it was a big difference, but we just...
You saved your feet a little bit.
Yeah, we did.
All right, so what are you guys doing at Polynesian?
We headed to Sam's Grog Grotto. That little bar there.
Mm-hmm.
And we got there about 3:30 and they told us it was like an hour and a half, but they called us back at 4:53. Well, not too bad.
Okay. What did you guys do while you were waiting?
We went to like the Lapu Lapu Lounge, kind of walked around, looked at the castle, just took in the views. And once we got to Sam's Grog Grotto, it's very small. So we were just at the bar, which was fine. We stayed about an hour. We had a drink. We had an appetizer. It was fun. It was my friend's first time. It was not my first time. So I enjoyed it. I knew what to expect. Lots of light, lots of showing. Everything's a show in there.
Right.
So that was fun. And then once we left there, we headed to the Grand Floridian. We went to the Enchanted Rose.
What did you guys think of the Enchanted Rose? Was it busy? That place can sometimes get busy.
It wasn't.
Oh, good.
It wasn't busy at all. We immediately walked in. There was 2 seats at the bar. We sat down. We got a drink. And that was it. We didn't have a lot of time. We had a wine bar, George reservation, at 7:15.
Okay. And was this still just the ladies or was this for
just
everybody?
Just the ladies.
Just the ladies. Okay.
Just the ladies. Our husbands were going to be gone the whole next day golfing.
This was your time.
This
Omega
was our time.
Tomorrow. Got it.
Yes.
Okay. So how are you guys getting over to Disney Springs then for Wine Bar George?
We took a bus.
Okay.
From Grand Floridian to Disney Springs.
All right. And so, how was Disney Springs? I hate Disney Springs in the evening. I hate it.
It was chaotic.
Yeah.
I don't think I've been there when it hasn't been chaotic.
That's how it feels. Yeah, unless you
all
get
the
there
time.
Early. Like, if you're there first thing in the morning, it's very pleasant.
Yeah.
But by the time afternoon hits, I'm like, oh, I'm done. I'm so done.
Yeah, we were done. We had Wine Bar George, and it was great. It was yummy. Tapa style, so everything is, like, shareable. And then our husbands were actually at Disney Springs the same time. They brought the kids over to eat. They got pizza. The line, they said, was insane.
That sounds about right.
Yep. So we met up with them, and then we got in the Gideon's line. My friend hadn't had Gideon's either.
Oh, how was that line?
It looked long, but it was only 20 minutes.
Okay.
It wasn't bad.
Was it worth the wait?
I love Gideon's. She thought it was okay.
Yeah, I think it really depends on, do you like it's like the gooiness. Is that like a texture that you're into?
Yeah, I like the peanut butter crunch cookie. I could take or leave the chocolate chip. I'm there for the peanut butter one.
What time is it now?
It's going on 10 o'clock at this point. So we got done with Gideon. We got all the kids together and we started making the walk back.
How long is that walk?
About 20 minutes. But the boat line was insane. It was all the way down the dock and I was not going to wait in that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we just walked.
It's probably faster.
It was nice out. Yeah. So and our room was fairly close. It was in the central area. So it wasn't a complete other side. So it was an easy walk.
All right, we're going to end it here for part one. Stay tuned for part two of Renee's trip, and I'll see you guys in the next episode. All right, so what are you guys doing then the next day?
The next day, it's just the moms, 4 kids. We are headed to Topolino's for breakfast. So we had a 7:30 a.m. reservation.
Oh, so late night, but early dining reservation then.
Yes. It was good. Our husbands drove us.
That helps. That yes. 100% helps if you aren't messing with taking a Lyft or a bus or anything. It makes life so much easier.
And logistically, it was going to be very complicated to get to Riviera. If we didn't take a Lyft, but then we'd have to find a Lyft that was big enough for all of us.
Yes. Yeah, you'd have to probably do 2, or you'd have to do a minivan again,
yeah,
or something.
So they were like, we can take you. So they took us, dropped us off real easy. And then they headed to the golf course and we started our day.
Okay. Now, as far as golfing, I just want to backtrack quickly in case anybody has a golfer. I am not a golfer. I've never, I have golfed, but it's just not my thing. I've never golfed at Disney. So what does booking a tee time Like, what? How does that look? Do you do that online? Did you have to call? Is it something you could do when you arrive? How does that work?
He had to call. So my husband called, and they were able to get two tee times at the same golf course. So okay. They did one in the morning, and they did one in the evening.
Oh, okay.
And price-wise, it was actually really reasonable. If anybody knows anything about golf, it can be pretty expensive, like the tee time. So I was expecting it to be a lot with Disney.
You expect Disney prices.
Yes, I did. And I think it was like $145.
Okay. And that's, I don't even know.
Two rounds. That's actually really good.
Okay. Okay. Good to know.
So the evening round, I think they got a discount, which I was like, Disney gives discounts. But yeah, so it wasn't bad. I think they had to rent their golf cart, though. So that was an additional cost.
And so they're doing that. You guys are heading over to breakfast then. So this is a hard to get breakfast reservation even still. Did you struggle to get this, or were you just lucky?
No, I was not lucky. Our original plan was Garden Grill because I could not get this. I used Add More Magic.
Add More Magic, yes.
Which I'm pretty sure I heard on your podcast.
I've definitely talked about it.
Yes. I've not used Add More Magic before. This was my first time using it. I had used Stakeout before.
Yes.
And I had set up Stakeout, which is free. And then I set up Add More Magic. Stakeout didn't give me anything. Add More Magic was able to get it.
The issues with Stakeout or Mouse Dining are they send you notifications, but they're sending notifications to everyone who's signed up. So if you're not quick, and even if you are quick, it's a crapshoot. It's still hard to get. So if you do Add More Magic, they book it for you. And they do charge, and I think it's, correct me if I'm wrong, is it $2 per person on the reservation?
It costs us $18 for six people.
Okay, so $3 then. Bye-bye. $3 per person on the reservation. But they only charge you if they can book the reservation. So had you not gotten this reservation, you would not have been charged the $18. Whereas if you can also pay an upcharge for Stakeout or Mouse Dining. And then I don't even know. It's like you get faster notifications, or you get them email and text, and you have to pay, and you may or may not get anything.
Yeah.
So Add More Magic, I think, is the better way to go. Personally,
it is.
Yeah,
it is. I tend to throw money at the issue sometimes.
Sometimes just to make you my have life to easier. With stuff like this. You know, I mean, I hate to say it.
Yeah, I agree. It's just like that morning I booked Standby Skipper.
Okay.
So I had booked that the week before, and it was $45 for a whole week. It was either one day for like 24 something, or 7 days for 45.
Yes.
Those are the only two options.
Standby Skipper, it helps you grab Genie Plus Lightning Lanes, and it's a third-party app, and you have to, they like go into your account, they book rides on your behalf if you've purchased Genie Plus. And the way it works is you can either pay for a single day, or you can pay a little bit more and get a full week of the service. So you paid for the full week of Standby Skipper. Okay. So I definitely, once we get into like your park time, want to hear your thoughts on that. But let's start with Topolino's then. So talk to me about your breakfast.
It was good. The service was a little slow. We were itching to get out of there. We were ready to go. Epcot early entry started at 8:30. And our reservation was at 7:30, so we were hoping to be out of there by then, and we were not.
Yeah, character meals are time-consuming.
The characters came quickly. We had seen all the characters before we even had our food.
Okay.
It was just more people came in, and the waitresses got busy, and we were trying to check out. My friend had gift cards, and it was just a lot.
Okay.
So we got out of there about 8:15, but it was good. I mean, I had been there before. My kids loved it. My friend had not. So that's why we booked it. Her kids liked it.
What did you think price-wise? And also considering that you had to pay an extra $18 on top of what you paid, did you feel like this breakfast was worth it? I mean, it's so hyped up and people love it. Did you feel it was worth it? Or do you think another, maybe a different character breakfast might be better?
I thought it was worth it, but I liked the food option. I like not having to stand in line at a buffet. It's a little bit more high quality food. It was cheaper than Garden Grill, which is what we originally had booked. So for us, we felt like it was worth it. My kids love like the Mickey dippers. That's what they got, the waffle dippers. We had steak and eggs and it was really good.
Okay. All right. So, all right. So now we're heading to Epcot. So let's kind of go through your morning over at Epcot. What time did you get there?
We got there about 8:15, 8:30. So when early entry was ending, I had first woken up that morning and I had standby skipper book me test track. And then I paid for Rise of the Resistance. So I booked that. Rise of the Resistance was $25 a person.
Oof.
That day. Yeah.
And how many are you buying?
We bought 6.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. So you guys are planning on hopping over to Hollywood Studios later in
the
day.
We are.
Okay.
Yes. And I will say we had an issue that morning when I went to go buy Rise of the Resistance. My friends, their son's name is the same name as like the dad and the grandpa.
Uh-oh.
They all have John.
So Genie, or not Genie, yeah, so, or My Disney Experience barfed on ya.
Yeah, their room, they had the grandpa instead of the dad, or instead of the son.
Oh,
so
no.
Once I went to go book, it was saying I couldn't book for him because he didn't have a hotel reservation.
Oh, no.
So we're driving to Topolino's, and they're calling, they getting everything fixed, then we had to link each other again. I needed them to be linked to me to be able to book everything. And they, by the time we got that figured out, it was like 7:15. But when I bought Rise, then it was like 6:45 p.m. That was the earliest I could get.
Okay.
So it worked out. We could do it, but it was a lot of hoop.
Yeah, yeah. That's quite the hassle.
It was. And our original plan when we got to Epcot was to rope drop Ratatouille, but it was already insane.
Yeah, that one very quickly. I'm shocked.
Very quickly.
I really am. I was not expecting, like, knowing what that ride was because it's a clone of the one in Paris. So already, like, knowing what it was and then experiencing it myself at Epcot, I was like, there's no way that this ride will maintain the 90-minute, two-hour wait times. And it has. It really has.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. It's a cute ride. I would not wait 90 minutes for it, though.
No. And we did it.
Yeah.
We quickly we quickly changed our plans. So we headed to our test track lightning lane that standby skipper had booked. It was a 60-minute wait, and we got on and off in 20 minutes. And it was booked for 9 a.m. when the park opened. So that was nice. And then I set up standby skipper to book Soarin next.
Okay.
And so and it got Soarin for 11:35.
All right. So
wasn't bad.
Are you so far with have you used standby skipper before?
I had not. This was my first time.
Okay. And I know you have said several times that you are a planner and you have a hard time letting go. You had mentioned that, like, with your plans at Universal. This is one of the issues I have with standby skippers. I, too, have a hard time letting go. Did you find it difficult to let it take control of things like that? Were you still on your phone, like, adjusting?
Yes.
And okay, yes.
Yes. I did get on and adjust the time at one point, I think. The next day, I didn't like the time they got, and I could find an earlier time. So I just switched it.
Yeah. Did you find it helped you to be on your phone less, or were you still on your phone just as much?
I was on my phone less. I think if it was maybe just my core family of four, I probably still would have been on my phone a lot because I was with a friend and talking. I was kind of, it was nice to kind of just not think about it. But I liked it, but it didn't grab as many rides as I thought it was going to.
Yeah.
But it worked.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's, I kind of feel the same way where I'm like, it does what it's supposed to do. Is it worth an upcharge? I don't know. Like,
I don't know.
I'm still on my phone just as much for the most part. So I'm like,
I found that I would like, it would book something, but I would constantly see if I could change the time.
Yeah. Yes. You're still fiddling with it because you're like, well, this isn't exactly what, like, this isn't what I would have done.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe we're just over planners. Maybe we're just a little too controlling. I don't know.
And I also found that I was only adding one ride at a time.
Oh,
because if not, it would possibly book something on the other end of the park.
Yeah.
And I was trying not to zigzag.
Yeah. So if you're not familiar, you can give it a whole list of rides that you want. Or you can just give it like, all right, only find this ride.
Yes. So after Soarin, we headed to Figment. It was only close to 10 minutes, and we waited 2. Nothing crazy.
Yeah, if you're waiting for that ride,
that's a problem.
Something's gone wrong.
Then we headed to Nemo, and that was close to 30. We waited 19.
Oh, I'm kind of surprised you waited at all for that one.
We had our lightning lane for Soarin', and I didn't want to, like, venture off the tour was right there.
Right, right.
I found having a bigger group is a lot harder to maneuver than just like my core four.
Sure, sure.
A lot of bathroom breaks that I wasn't prepared for.
Yeah.
You take one and then another one has to go. A lot of snacks, a lot of, it's different.
Yep, yep.
It's a lot harder when you're planning with a group versus just your normal group that you're used to going with. So after Nemo, we headed to our Soren, and that was at 11:30. It was posted 75 minutes. We waited 24.
That one, I think it's, you know, that queue, even if there's no wait, you end up waiting.
Uh-huh.
You know, just the loading takes so much time and the pre-show that you have to watch.
Yes. And I will say this is the one time standby skipper found something that was sold out.
So what once did we it find checked for in, you?
Once we checked in for Soren, it got us frozen.
Oh, wow.
I had frozen and ratatouille set up, and it could never grab us ratatouille.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever once had, I've tried standby skipper a couple of times. I don't think I've ever once had it find something that was sold out. So that's great.
Yeah. So I was happy with that because that was completely sold out. It had been sold out since the morning, and it got it for 12:45.
Oh, and so it's like a soon return time too.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yes. So we got off of Soarin' and started heading through the World Showcase to make our way to Frozen.
Okay.
And then we stopped at a couple things on the way. And then once we got to Frozen, it was posted 95 minutes.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. And we only waited 5.
Wonderful. All right. Yes. Standby skipper. Good job.
Yes. Yes. And then once we checked in for that, I just had it looking for Ratatouille. It never got it. And then I had it start looking at Hollywood Studios.
Okay. Yeah, the problem with Epcot, this is not Standby Skipper's fault, but Epcot, there's not a whole lot to grab with Genie Plus, with Lightning Lanes. When you were doing Figment and Nemo, were you using Lightning Lanes for those or just regular ride queue?
We were just waiting.
Yeah, because I'm sure it would have no problem grabbing those two rides for you if you had just opened it up to everything. You know, the problem is there's just not a lot to get as far as Genie Plus Lightning Lanes. So moving it over at this point to Hollywood Studios is probably the smart move. You've done a lot of the big stuff with the exception of Ratatouille. So now it's time to focus on the other park.
Yes. So we quickly mobile ordered at Connections after that. Our arrival time was 2:10. Our food wasn't ready till about 2:30. And it was packed in there.
Yeah, I mean, looking at spring break crowds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was, people were just not on their best behavior.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Everybody's looking for a seat. Everybody's frustrated. It's hot. They're hungry. And they're just not on their best behavior. People across from us were mad because somebody took their seat, but they didn't know that they hadn't left yet. There was like one person in this big, long table. And it looked like nobody was there. So somebody grabbed their seat and walked off. And they were not happy.
Oh. Now, it sounds like they just had the dining area open. Sometimes when it's very busy, they'll check and say, do you have a mobile or like, can you show me that you've ordered food? They don't want you to sit down until then to avoid stuff like that. It sounds like that wasn't the case this time.
No, it was not the case.
This is another example where I wish they would go by what Universal does. And I'm sure you saw this. Did you eat it? Was it Three Broomsticks? Where did you eat?
Leaky Cauldron.
Leaky Cauldron. I believe they do this too, where you get your food and then somebody, even though it's a quick service, somebody walks you to a table.
Mm-hmm.
And this avoids the fights that I've seen at the parks at Disney because I have seen fights over tables.
Yeah.
So I wish that Disney would do something like this. And then that person nice. That you saw would not have been so mad.
They were furious, but it is what it is. So after lunch, we headed to Hollywood Studios, took the Skyliner. That was great. Standby Skipper had grabbed us Star Tours. That's an easy one.
Yeah, it's an easy one.
And when they grabbed it, I didn't like the time. So I went in and modified it for something earlier.
With Hollywood Studios, because Star Tours, often there's little to no wait anyway. Did you have Standby Skipper just open to grab anything or did you have a list of specific rides for Hollywood Studios?
I had a list of specific rides because of the group that we're with. My kids can ride everything. And I have an older child that can ride by himself. My friend is not.
Okay.
So she has to have two adults for her two kids.
Gotcha.
And I have to ride with my daughter, so it didn't work. We had to only pick rides where we could all ride together, or rows of three.
Okay, that makes sense.
So I wasn't looking for Slinky Dog, none of those rides.
Okay. And so Standby Skipper started with some low-hanging fruit, got you star tours.
It was a 30-minute wait, though. It was a long
four star tours that is a wait. Yeah.
They were waiting outside. So we got in and out in 11 minutes. Not too bad. And then this is where we made an awful mistake. We wanted Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway, and it couldn't grab it for us. So we decided to wait.
Okay.
It was posted 95 minutes.
Oh, no. Runaway Railway was 95 minutes?
Yes. And we thought, we'll just get snacks. It'll go quickly. Well, it broke down.
Oh, no.
When it broke down. We were literally right there. Like, we can see the rope where you go through and you're where the theater is. So we waited. And when it came back up, it was every Lightning group and one Standby group.
So, yeah. So if people don't know, they'll do so many Lightning lanes, so many standard guests. So they let people go and they'll count how many. The busier it gets, if a ride breaks down, then they'll start doing more Lightning lanes and fewer standby guests. So the ratio will then change and the standby guests end up waiting a little bit longer.
Yes. And that's
what unfortunately happened. In this case was you.
Yes. It ended up being a 95 minute wait, which is what they had posted to begin with. So, I mean, we can't be too upset. We were very close when it broke down, and then watching everyone walk through.
Brutal.
And then letting one group from standby through, that's hard.
Yeah, yeah.
But it should be expected. After that, we headed to Rise. We had our individual Lightning lane. It was posted 90 minutes, so we waited 18.
Now, where do you count the like, when you're saying we waited, do you count that until, like, you get on the ride vehicle? Like, it's, depending on who you are, some people say the ride starts in part of the pre-show. Or you're like, I'm looking at the ride vehicle.
Yeah, I'm looking at the ride vehicle. If I'm not on the ride vehicle, it hasn't started yet.
So I will say, though, 18 minutes is good, though, because that means you're doing all the fun pre-show stuff, you know, like, pretty quickly.
We walked right into the pre-show stuff.
Yeah, that's great.
There was no waiting. So it was good. Not bad. And then after that, our kids were done. They were done in the Mickey and Minnie's line.
Oh,
they were over it. They wanted to go to the pool. That's all they cared about. And the day before, when the husbands took them to the pool, they didn't take them to the main pool. So they wanted to go see the main pool.
Oh, the husbands took them to the quiet pool?
Yeah.
That was cheating. They cheated.
I know. They did.
They cheated.
You can't count on them for anything. So we decided to call it a day. We got on the bus at 7:42. And we were back and in the pool by 8:30.
Okay.
This is not what we had planned. We were going to go to Magic Kingdom after Hollywood Studios. They were open until 11. So that's what we were going to do. But the kids just wanted to swim. And I had Standby Skipper booking rides for Magic Kingdom. It had grabbed us Haunted Mansion. It had grabbed us Pirate. It was grabbing things. And we just let them go.
All right. So it was doing its job. It was getting decent stuff. It wasn't getting, you know, the low hanging fruit here. I think it was getting some good rides, but unfortunately you weren't able to use them.
We were.
You know, but the kids, it sounds like the kids were happy. How did they like the pool?
They loved the pool. We were only there about an hour, but they loved it. And the next day we wanted to go back, but we couldn't.
Oh. Was that it for the night then?
That was. We were in bed and in our rooms around 9:40. One more park day. And this is with everyone. Eight people.
Okay. This time the men are joining. How was golf? Did they have any?
They had a great time.
Okay, good.
Yeah. They had fun.
I mean, I know nothing about golf, so I don't even know what questions to ask about the golf course. Was it good? Yes. Okay.
The golf course was good. Yeah. From what I gather, I asked. I said, "Was there like Mickey-shaped sand dunes or anything?"
See, look, you've got the better. You should be hosting. You've got better questions here.
And there was one. He said that it wasn't too Mickey. There wasn't a lot of Mickey thing, which I was surprised. They liked it though.
The next day, then, what's going on this?
So this is April 3rd, and we're rope dropping Hollywood Studios. So we're trying to do things that we couldn't do without the husband.
Okay.
We rope dropped Slinky Dog. I also bought an individual Lightning Lane for Guardians. That was 17 a person. And I bought Tron. That was 20 a person.
Okay, so we plan on doing quite a bit of hopping then today.
Three parks.
All right.
But weather did not cooperate.
Oh, no.
Yes. So we started our day at Slinky. We got there about 7:40 in line. Took about 40 minutes on and off the ride.
Even with rope dropping.
But I will say, it was 8:40. We got on a Toy Story Mania.
Okay.
So we headed straight from Slinky to Toy Story Mania. It was still 8:40. So it wasn't too bad. Standby Skipper got me Smuggler's Run for 9 a.m. So once we got off Toy Story Mania, we headed to Smuggler's Run. We were there at 9:12. It was a 45-minute posted, and we waited 9. And then Standby Skipper grabbed Soarin' after that. That was a popular one the kids wanted to ride again.
Okay. All right. So this for your when you hop over to Epcot?
Yes, for when we hop. And then after Smugglers, we grabbed Ronto Roasters. So we mobile ordered that. That was quick. And we got a seat, no problem. There was no fighting.
No fighting over seats this time.
No fighting over seats this time.
They often, with Ronto, there's outdoor seating kind of around the corner. And there will often be a cast member just kind of standing there. And I think the seating isn't as obvious. So there's less fighting, and there's a cast member kind of standing at the entrance.
And that's where we sat. And there was a cast member, but she didn't ask if we had anything. Like, my husband and kids went in first when I went and got the food, and she didn't stop them. So it was easy, but it was a nice place to sit. And then after that, we headed out of the park. We were leaving at 9:53.
Oh, okay. So you did quite a bit, but you were out before 10 a.m.
Yes.
Wow.
And then we hopped to Epcot. Had to get some maple popcorn on our way to Soarin'. That's a must. And then we got to Soarin'. It was a 75-minute wait. We waited 16 minutes. And this is when I had Standby Skipper searching for Ratatouille. Like I said,
still no luck.
No. So I gave up, and I had it started booking for Magic Kingdom. So it got Haunted Mansion for us. Not bad.
Okay. So it sounds like you're not planning on spending a ton of time at Epcot either before you hop again.
Well, we were going to focus on the World Showcase. Rain had different ideas.
Oh.
So, and we knew it was going to rain this day. We brought umbrellas. We brought ponchos. We were prepared. We didn't plan on going back. So after Soarin', we did Three Caballeros. It was a posted 10-minute wait. We waited 11. Oh, well. And part of the ride was down. So we were going through, and there was no music.
Oh, weird.
Donald was on the screens, and he's talking, but you can't hear him.
Oh, how strange.
Yes. Yeah, so everything around us was going, and the boat water wasn't going quick.
Huh.
You could tell when the boat water picked up and we started cruising again, but yeah, we were kind of just sitting there. It was weird.
Yeah, that does sound weird.
After that, we had our 1 p.m. for Guardians. So we left Three Caballeros. We went to Guardians. We had to do child swap because my friend's, one of her sons, not tall enough. That took a while. That ate up a good amount of time.
Yeah, child swap at Disney is extremely time consuming.
Yeah, that ate up a lot of time, but it was fine. And then we started heading around the world, and this is when it started to rain. We did a lot of like hiding under trees or grabbing a drink and hiding under an umbrella. In hindsight, we should have left. We should have taken a break, but we didn't.
You were gonna soldier on.
We were gonna power through. But it was, the kids were miserable. They were wet. And this evening was extended evening hours for deluxe guests till 1 a.m. And we planned on staying.
With or without the kids?
We planned on staying with the kids.
Wow.
Yes. So we should have taken a break, 100%, but we didn't. We kind of just walked through and then decided to give up. At 4:41, we were like, we've had enough. So we got on the monorail. We headed to Magic Kingdom.
Okay.
We got to Magic Kingdom about 5. We walked in and we saw that Pirates only had a 5-minute wait. So we headed straight to Pirates.
You know, as awful as the rain was, it sounds like it may have cleared other guests out.
It did. And this is when I didn't really need Standby Skipper. It grabbed stuff for us, but a lot of things were walk-on.
Okay.
So after that, we were meeting War Friends. So we had another group we were meeting. It was 2 adults and another child. And we met them at Big Thunder. So big group now. Hard to maneuver. Lots of bathroom breaks. It just takes a lot of time to get everybody from point A to point B. But we did Big Thunder. It was posted 20. It only took us 14, which was good. And then Standby Skipper had gotten us Haunted Mansion. So that was posted at 35, and it took us 20 minutes. And then it got us Buzz after that. So we headed to Buzz, and it was a 35-minute wait, and we only waited 4 minutes.
Wonderful.
Yeah. And then after that, I started booking my own.
Okay. So you're like, stand by, skipper, I got this.
Yeah. I was done.
Let me take over.
So the kids all wanted to do Barnstormer. So we got a lightning lane for Barnstormer. And that was posted 20. We ended up waiting about 7. And then after that, we just started riding rides without Genie Plus.
Okay.
There wasn't long line. So we did Dumbo. It took us about 6 minutes to do that. We headed to Teacups. That was about 6 minutes. Then we did Little Mermaid. That was a walk-on. So we got all that done. And then it was time for Tron. It was about 9:20 at night. And it was quick. It was a walk-on. My daughter somehow was tall enough for Hagrid, but Disney told us she wasn't tall enough for Tron.
Interesting.
I didn't argue it. I wasn't concerned. It was like, whatever.
Yeah.
I had bought the individual lightning lane, so I just gave the magic band to my son and let him ride twice.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I was like, I'm not going to go to a Blue Umbrella and fight them about 100%. Getting my $20 back.
Yeah, they just would have refunded you 100%. But you're right. It would have been, you would have had to go and talk to somebody. My suggestion, if you had been like, I want that cash back, I don't, your son's not interested riding again, would be to use the chat feature in the app. Just talk to somebody that way and just let them know, like, you know, I bought this. My kid didn't meet the height requirement. But obviously in your case, it worked out fine because I'm sure your son was thrilled to ride again.
He was. He was pumped. He asked, he's like, can I ride again? And I was like, no. And then I was like, wait, you can. Yeah. So he rode again. And that took up a big chunk of time, too, because we had to do child swap. And our other group of friends, it was just two of them. Their kids couldn't ride. So by the time we got off Tron, it was a little late. It was about 10 o'clock, somewhere around there. And it started raining again. So the other parties were getting a little tired. They were ready to go. They decided to do People Mover, which was a walk-on. And then we did Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor, and which that one takes a while. It was like 18 minutes by the time we were all friends.
It's a show,
done.
Yeah.
Yeah. The kids loved it. By now, extended evening hours were getting ready to start. This was almost 11. The one party wasn't staying on site, so they couldn't stay. So they were heading out. And then the other group, who was also at Saratoga Springs, her kids were done. Her husband was done.
Even for me as an adult, when I'm like staying till 1 a.m., I'm like, I don't know how people do it. It's such a long day.
Yeah.
To stay that
late. She wanted to stay.
Yeah,
she wanted
of course.
To stay.
Oh, yeah. No, I always want to stay.
Yeah. It was killing her to leave, but she left. And then it was just my family. So we decided, and my kids were troopers. My son was not in a stroller at all. He walked the whole day. I was very proud of him. We decided to head to Seven Dwarfs. I was thinking that was down at the moment, and I was hoping it would come back up. By the time we got there, it did come back up. It's a quick walkthrough. It looked like it was almost a walk-on. By the time we got to the doors, though, where you walk through to get in the inside queue, it went down again.
Oh, my God. You've had such bad luck with that.
And it was another Hagrid's thing where I was like, we should get out of line. We shouldn't waste our time. But the other part of me was like, it's going to come back up. We'll get on.
Yeah.
It didn't.
Oh.
I gave it about 20 minutes or so, and we bailed.
It's such a tough call because I've had both things happen where I stand in line, and you stand and you wait and you wait and you wait, and it either doesn't come back up or, you know, it takes way longer than you should have waited. Or I've had where I've left the line, and then you see it, like, running again, you know, five minutes later.
Scared.
You're like, damn it.
Yeah. I was scared that was going to happen.
Yeah.
I was like, we're going to get out of this line. It's going to come right back up. But it didn't. It was down the whole rest of the night. I kept checking.
Oh.
Yeah. So it was fine. I mean, we've ridden it. But if you're somebody who hasn't gotten to ride it, it was your last night. I mean, I'd feel bad for them.
Yeah, yeah.
So we got out of line and we decided to do just the rest of Fantasyland. And everything was a walk-on. Peter Pan was a walk-on. Small World obviously was a walk-on. Winnie the Pooh was a walk-on. And then we headed to Space Mountain, another walk-on. And we pretty much walked on everything. So at about 12:40, I realized nobody had eaten dinner.
Whoops.
And so I mobile ordered Casey's Corner. It was the only thing that was open. So we got Casey's Corner. We sat down at the tables outside. There was like no one there. And we ate. And then that was it. We finished our food, got the stroller, got the kids all ready, and headed back. We were on a bus about 1 a.m.
Ooh, that is a late night.
All right, it was late.
This is your last park day, but your trip is not over yet. So what's going on tomorrow?
So tomorrow we're waking up, packing up, and heading to Port Canaveral.
Okay, so where are you guys going?
It was just a quick four-day cruise. So it was stopping at Coco Cay. It's Royal Caribbean cruise. And then Nassau, which was fine. And then a sea day.
Okay. Okay.
And it's our first time cruising. It was everyone's first time cruising. It was the whole group, all 11 of us.
I was going to ask if everybody was going or was just your family.
Yes.
Okay. No. We won't spend a ton of time because it's Royal Caribbean, but people often will bookend these trips with a cruise. So talk to me a little bit about like what made you decide to do a cruise? What made you pick Royal Caribbean? And what was your overall impression of a Royal Caribbean ship?
It was our first time cruising. And this is actually how the vacation started. We were only going to take a cruise.
Okay.
And we picked our cruise based on the date that worked for spring break. I didn't want anything too long. We had never cruised before. Didn't know if we'd like it. And Royal Caribbean had the dates that worked. So that's why I went with them. It was strictly just dates.
Okay.
And then from there, Universal got added. And then Disney got added.
Okay. So slowly...
Slowly,
things crept up and got a little bit bigger.
I liked it. It's hard to go from something where you're going to something that is a little bit more low key, I guess.
Interesting that you say that. I think cruises can be go. I've definitely cruised and been go. It just, the issue is you have to know, and if you've never cruised before, you have to know how to book stuff in advance, what your options are, what you can do, because there's definitely stuff the entire time. But you don't necessarily know that if you've never cruised before.
Yes.
So what were you guys doing then kind of like to fill your days? Since you are such a big planner, did you plan anything in advance or were you just kind of go with the flow?
I didn't really plan anything in advance. My husband and I had one dinner reservation that was separate from everyone else. And that was about it. I found the cruise ship wasn't that big.
Interesting. What do you remember what ship you were on?
Mariner of the Seas. It wasn't a huge ship.
Okay.
There was one pool and one adult pool.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. So this definitely is one of their smaller ships.
Yeah. It was packed. The pool was freezing. So cold. And like the water slides, my daughter couldn't do any of them. She wasn't tall enough.
Mm.
So it just, there wasn't a lot I felt like for them to do.
The Royal Caribbean ship that I went on recently was one of the bigger ones. It was one of like the Oasis class.
Yeah.
And so that one had like a merry-go-round type of thing for kids. And it had a lot of stuff for younger. And so this ship didn't have any of that stuff for the little guys.
There was an arcade.
Okay.
And to get to like the kids club drop-off area, you had to walk through the arcade. Of course. So we did do arcade games one day, but
and the arcade, it's an upcharge. It's not like
it's
a free thing.
And it's like $1.20 to $2 per game.
Yeah, it's not cheap.
It's not cheap. So they had Flow Rider. They had
Do they have mini golf? Anything like that? Okay.
They did have putt-putt. We did that. It was fine.
It was okay. Yeah.
It was okay.
So overall, do you think you guys would cruise again?
I think we'd cruise again. I think I do more research on the ship.
I think my one tip is if somebody's considering a cruise and you've never cruised before, is look at the ship as well as the destinations. The ship itself is one of your destinations. Like you have to think of it that way, especially if you have a day at sea. And in my experience, you said you went to Nassau. Staying on the ship is probably better. So nothing against NASA. NASA's great. But if there are no excursions that speak to you, just walking around NASA, like at the port, is nothing spectacular. So either book an excursion or spend that time on the ship. But the ship itself is one of your destinations.
Yes. And we got off the ship at NASA, but we literally got off and got right back on. But even on the ship, it was like hard to find a bed by the pool. Even when we were at Nassau, everybody's supposed to be off, but nobody was off.
Yeah, that's how it goes. I found too, you have to be up very early to get a great spot. That was like the one day that I was like, this pool's great. It was the one day that I got up super early and claimed a really nice spot with like, I got one with like the table in between the two so we could set our breakfast and stuff. Every other day I was like, trying to find a spot by the pool.
Yeah. And our at sea day, one of our friends did get up and tried to get seats, but there was a lady walking around with, like, if somebody is not in the seat, you have to give it up.
Yeah, they don't want you just holding seats for the whole day. Yeah, you would need at least a couple of your group up.
So it was fine. And I don't know if I'd do that cruise again.
Yeah, yeah. I found that Royal Caribbean was very loud. Like the music, the speakers, the DJ was insanely loud.
It
was
loud.
Is that just me? Did you find that?
No, it was loud. It was loud, especially on the pool deck. It was nice to like go in the adult area where there wasn't any music.
Yeah, I was like, why does everything need to be so loud? I didn't understand that. Was there like a kid's splash area on the ship?
There was not.
Interesting. So there was just the one regular pool and that was it?
There was an adult pool and a normal pool area with a hot tub.
I'm shocked there was no like splash zone or anything like that for younger kids.
Nope.
Yeah, so again, definitely research the ship you're on.
Yeah, I looked at Disney Cruises too. And those kids club areas look a lot more appealing.
Yes. My daughter wanted nothing to do with the Royal Caribbean kids club, but the Disney one, she loved it.
And that's probably something we'll consider next time. I didn't realize it would be so empty.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of pictures. When I Googled the kids club area for our particular boat, it was like nothing. I couldn't find anything.
Yeah. Yeah. The kids club in Royal Caribbean is not nearly as impressive. And I'm not saying that doesn't mean your kid won't have fun, but the Disney ones are just, they're so much more involved. Like there's so much personality to them, depending on the ship that you're on. It's like, it's Toy Story or it's Star Wars. And the activities that you do, like my daughter came back, they had like made slime one day. They learned how to draw Mickey Mouse with like somebody who, you know, knows how to animate or knows how to draw, at least in that style. So just the activities were higher quality. The theming was better. But the pricing of Disney cruises is something.
Yeah, it is. It is. I will say my kid liked Kid Club area. They played Gaga Ball a lot. They did a lot of like ball, dodgeball, things like that. Not a lot of game, like video games or drawing or coloring. It was a lot of like ball involved games.
Interesting. I don't know that my daughter would have been into that, like playing dodgeball. I think like she'd rather color. She'd rather have somebody. She's very like thoughtful and sensitive. Like she doesn't want to be like hurling a ball at somebody. Whereas my boys probably would have been fine with that.
My son loved it.
Yeah.
He was in the older room and my daughter was with her friends like that we were traveling with. So she was okay. She was with them.
Okay. I'm glad that worked out.
But I will say one day we got there and they were already at capacity. It was like 7:15 and they opened at 7.
Oh, wow.
And they were like, we're already at capacity.
Wow. There,
you had to line up. It was like, we learned, it was like 6:45. You had to line up if you wanted to get your kid in there.
Wow, that's nuts.
Yeah,
it was crazy. Okay, so these are all good things to know. So just be aware of activities for kids. Look into like the kids clubs, pools, things like that. And research your ship.
Yes, 100%.
In addition to dates and destinations. Yeah. All right, so after the ship, I don't want to spend too much time on like the Royal Caribbean stuff. Was this the end of the trip for everybody?
It was. It was the end. Once we got off the ship, it was Monday. The kids and I were missing school.
Whoops.
Oops. So we were heading back home and everybody started back to regular life on Tuesday.
Okay. Any tips for anybody trying to plan? Like this is a lot of different pieces.
It was a lot.
Any tips for staying organized or planning multiple aspects, Universal, Disney, and a cruise all in one trip?
I mean, Universal was easy with the Express Pass. If you have the money, I would say stay the premium. And the day that we were there, I heard people asking, like, can I buy the Express Pass? It was already sold out.
Yeah, it did. It does sell out. It's expensive and the price goes up. So if it's something you're considering, buy it early on because they change the price as it starts to sell out.
And if you have an Express Pass, it's a lot more laid back. Disney, just be prepared.
There's no laid back.
It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work.
I would add too, even if, you know, your budget is just to do one night at the deluxe, because like you said, you get it both check-in and check-out day. So even if you don't have it the entire, you know, length of your tickets, if you get those, just those 2 days, and then you switch to a cheaper resort, if that's easier for your budget, it could still be worth it.
It could.
Yeah.
Yes. Especially during a busy time.
Yes.
Be prepared to pay for the convenience of not standing in line.
Or do a shorter, you know, you could probably do a shorter trip because you can get so much more done.
Yes.
With the express pass. We were so another way to save money.
Yeah. I mean, we were done with Universal in 2 days. We didn't need a longer than 2 day trip to Universal.
Right. Right.
With the express pass.
Yeah. How about tips for booking with so many people or staying organized with so many people?
I'm thankful I had a very laid back group. They're like, whatever you want to do, tell me how much I owe you. I'll Venmo you. Like, they're very laid back. I don't think everybody's that lucky. It's hard to, I felt like when I book things, I know what my family like. It's hard to know what everybody else like or what everybody else can ride.
Did you have conversations ahead of time with your friends about priorities or anything, or were you just kind of winging it once you got there?
I mean, we had conversations, but they were very much like, I'll just make my kid ride.
Okay. You sound like this. I know it's not how it, but like, it just, you sound like you guys are running your kids ragged. You're like, they hated it, but we did it anyway.
I mean, her kids were scared of a lot of things.
Sometimes, as a mom, you have to push a little bit.
So she would push them and make them ride. And a lot of times they got off and they loved it.
I always tell my kids, I'm like, listen, my rule as a mom is I'm not going to make you go on something that you're not ready to go on. Like, I know you're a little bit scared, but I know you. I know your limits. And I know that you can handle it. And that when you get off, you're going to love it. I had to push my son to get on Velocicoaster. And I thought he was going to cry. But I looked at him as we were riding. Biggest smile I've ever seen. And I was I would not have done it if I thought you would have hated it. And sometimes as a mom, that's what you have to do. So I get it. I get it. I tease, but no judgment here on that.
I can't help it. If I could be in the park all day long, then that's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
But we were very much like, if you want to break off and do your own thing, don't feel bad.
Yeah, I think so. Being go with the flow is great. And so it's awesome that you had a group that kind of had the same mindset that, like, we're going to be a little more laid back. We're going to be able to go with the flow. And it sounds like it made for a great trip.
Yes, it did. If it would have been my only trip, we have another trip coming up in July. It would have been harder to go with the flow. But knowing I have another trip coming up, I was fine.
Okay. Would you splurge for standby skipper again?
I might. I think I probably will. When we go in July, it's my mom, my dad. We're taking my niece on her first Disney trip. So I'll probably splurge for it again, maybe for convenience.
Okay. And how about Add More Magic? Was that worth the money?
It was worth the money. If there's something you absolutely want to do, I wouldn't hesitate to use Add More Magic.
Yeah. All right. Well, this was a wonderful trip. Thanks for sharing it with us. And well, not just Disney, but Universal and your cruise.
Thanks for having me.